You're at the cashier. You sat in traffic for 20 minutes on the way to the store. You searched half an hour for the thing you now intend to buy, and you've been waiting for 10 minutes in line. Your feet hurt, and you want to go home. Then the cashier asks for your phone number, your zip code, your driver's license number, or some other personal information. What do? Do you give it, or face the wrath of the cashier and the people behind you in line by making a fuss? Do you have the guts to be like these shoppers?
Anytime you begin passing out information about yourself, little bits of information can be added together to get a lot more information. I don't feel that it's anybody's business but mine.
I do not give people my phone number. I do not give them my zip code. And I tell the managers that I like to talk to the managers. I tell them that I'm not going to shop there if they do things like that.
But there's a reason stores want to know as much about you as they can. The more they know, the better they can pitch products and services at you, and they can make money by selling your information to other companies. On the upside, maybe you like getting solicitations and coupons, and the stores you like may use an accurate profile of you to help them compete against stores you don't like. Paco Underhill runs EnviroCell, a consulting company that examines everything about stores and tells the owners how they can get people to buy more. Everything includes the questions a cashier asks customers and how intrusive they should be.
The ability to know who your customers are may be critical to a store's survival. And if they end up rustling some feathers, that may be a small price to pay.
Underhill says he can't say exactly when that small price becomes too big and the number of shoppers who feel invaded makes it unprofitable to apply a little info pressure in the checkout line. He tells his clients they have the right to ask, but the customer ultimately has the right to say no.
I think shoppers should have the right to simply hand over their credit card and their signature, and that's it.
Evan Hendricks, publisher of the Privacy Times, would turn the tables on the retailers and establish a sort of Miranda warning for shoppers.
There's many examples where people are clearly under pressure to sign away their privacy rights. And, you know, when people do stand up in those instances, you know, it's usually an uncomfortable thing to do. And that's why we think there needs to be consumer protection law, so everyone knows that is your right and not something that you have, there's a big burden on you or those around you for you have to do it.
And you won't get much backup from Minnesota law, according to Deputy State Attorney General Lori Swanson.
There's not a lot of legal limitations on what a store can ask you for when you go to purchase something. You can, in turn, refuse to provide that information, but then, in turn, the store can refuse to do business with you.
Swanson says the Attorney General is considering strengthening state law in this area to protect the consumer's privacy. In the meantime, consider giving the inquisitive cashier something to fill the blank, like a 555-1212 phone number. At the very least, until the law changes, you can take comfort in the fact that they're not collecting your info for prurient reasons. To quote The Godfather, it's not personal, it's strictly business. John Raby, Minnesota Public Radio.